not live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Tuesday, April 22nd, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now, as usual, is the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Ian Murphy's on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
I put out an unscientific poll right before the break when the music was going out of hour number one, and had covered the story about Perry Johnson dealing with Trump and tariffs and dealing with that right now, not even thinking about the governor's race in 2026. Says he's going to wait until the Mackinac Island Republican Leadership Conference. They're going to do this September. Every 2 years they do it. They'll be doing it September this year. And one of the things that came out of the story was that, of course, we had first Eric Nesbitt, the Senate Minority Leader, farmer from Paw Paw, Michigan, John James, U.S. Congressman from Shelby Township, and just recently Mike Cox, the former Attorney General, get in, all of them with $1 million, I'm sure, in their campaign accounts. And Johnson, now I'm holding off. But then the subject came up in the MERS news story about Tudor Dixon possibly considering a run for either governor or U.S. Senate. And I'm like, why would she want to get into a race with all these millionaires going to be spending a ton of money running again when she lost in 22, Ian? I think she should run for U.S. Senate and challenge Mike Rogers. I threw out an unscientific poll. I'm up to 67 text messages. Every single one of them, T for Tudor, not one R for Rogers. What's your thoughts about this upcoming U.S. Senate race? Let's deal with that first.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I'm sort of hearing the same things. You know, it's one thing for a candidate to run for a position and lose that position and then run for that position again, which is what Mike Rogers is doing. Right. And then Tudor Dixon lost running for governor, but then is potentially thinking about either governor or a Senate run. I would push her more towards a Senate run. You know, these Senate seats are so hard to get. And when we do get them, they are held on to for so long. I mean, 20 to 30 years somebody could potentially be. I mean, Alyssa Slotkin might be our senator for a very long time.
Yeah.
So barring any kind of limitations on those seats in the future, these are such important seats, right? Our governorship turns over every 4 years, but these seats could potentially be there for a long time. And I've met Mike Rogers. He's been to the restaurant. I've met Tudor Dixon many, many times. Me personally, I probably would rather have Tudor Dixon in that position. Mike Rogers and some of his stuff, because it's just very questionable in my eye.
Yeah.
But as was with Alyssa Slotkin, and of course we saw her win by less than 3,000 votes or some crazy thing like that.
Yeah, 20,000 when you added up statewide, Muskegon and Saginaw counties. She beat him there, and that's where he lost. But more importantly, I talked about that before. You're dead on. If you look at her age, Elisa Slotkin, 6-year terms, I bet she's, my guess is 36 years is how long she's going to be a U.S. senator.
Yeah, so. I mean, look how long we had Debbie Stabenow.
Yep.
I mean, not a great legislator by any means, but we had her forever.
Right.
Exactly. I'm glad that she's done now. Finally, thank you. Let's get some fresh meat in there, for crying out loud.
Yeah, exactly. Well, with Peters, some are saying he's going to consider running for governor on the Democrat side, which is going to really open things up on that nomination. One thing I'm excited about, Ian, all the Democrats definitely will be staying home on their side of the ballot come August primary next year.
Yeah, absolutely true.
Absolutely. We're going to take a short break. We're going to talk about Michigan Public Service Commission with Ian Murphy, get his perspective. Short break. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in the show. Staying on through the break is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord, staying on with us. Ian, my phone is set up with folders whenever I do, hey, guys, text me something or respond or whatever. My phone shows the answers, but it doesn't mark it as being a red message. And in my phone break now with you, we're up to 104 text messages. Every single one of them is a T. for Tudor, not one Rogers. So just so you know, you and I are on the same thinking from the listeners and people listening out there. I wanted to talk to you about a story regarding the Michigan Public Service Commission. As you know, because you are involved in a case, well, why don't we start there? Where are you guys at with the proposed project over there in Otsego County? What's going on with that lawsuit?
So the project is on hold. We're in the very early stages, so we filed in February. Really what's happening right now is the news is starting to get out there, and reporters are starting to ask the county questions. They're starting to ask RWE questions, and they're both saying, you know, we don't really comment on ongoing litigation. And RWE says, well, we're excited to bring power to the Otsego County area, which is a complete lie because we're not benefiting from any of the solar power generated from this proposed solar plant. So right now it's just sitting in the court waiting for briefing from either side. That's usually what happens first, is we throw in our complaint, then the other team, the other side gets a chance to brief, then we get to response brief, then it gets set for oral arguments. So we're a little bit ways out on this, but what's key is no further development. Not a single post can go in the ground, not a single piece of equipment can be brought onto that property to do anything. So their millions of dollars they have invested in this project is on hold for the foreseeable future. So that's where it stands right now.
And in the process, the way they did it, looking at the threat of the legislature, what they did in statutes, giving the Michigan Public Service Commission the ability to override a local municipality's denial of a project like this, solar farms, windmills, whatever it is. This is an actual process that you guys went through, and you actually did it the right way. You were advising people to go ahead and actually approve or deny. What was the situation? What was that all about?
Well, so there's this made headlines when Public Act 233 came into play. Everybody was very rightfully upset that the local control or local zoning has been taken away from us locals, whether it's in Dearborn or whether it's in Gaylord, Michigan. The locals always have zoning authority. Public Act 233 essentially strips away that local zoning authority in certain conditions. Now, one of those conditions can be simply that the local zoning authority denies the application. Then the developer can go right around and go directly to the Michigan Public Service Commission. But when the developer does that, the local municipality, whether it's a township or in our case it's the county, they will not receive any funds that were potentially tied to the development. And Hayes Township, I cannot remember the exact number, so I'm going to get it wrong, but approximately $2 million a year, I believe something like that, was going to be fed into Hayes Township. And in my opinion, it looks like that is more or less a bribe to approve these things. So that is one way that that can happen, is if the local authority denies the application. The other way is
for them to approve it.
Well, so if they approve that,
right,
then it goes off to the Michigan Public Service Commission for their final stamp of approval, right? And then the development can go forward. The other way, so there's basically three ways. That's one way, deny, they can go right around to the Michigan Public Service Commission. That is why I am telling everybody, approve these things, even if you don't want them, approve them. Because then you can challenge them in local court. So let's say that they approved this, even if they had done it correctly, they approved it here in Otsego County. I'm sorry, if they denied the application here in Otsego County, RWE could potentially go around to the Michigan Public Service Commission and cut out the local authority.
Also in that process, sorry to interrupt your thought, but in that process, Ian, that would also avoid having it heard in a local court as opposed to making it a state issue.
Bingo, Ringo. That's exactly it. And it seems counterintuitive, right? We don't want these things, but we're going to approve the application. yes, we're going to approve the application so we can challenge it locally in court. That's the toehold that's important. So they can deny, they can go right around to the Public Service Commission. Zoning, what's crazy about Public Act 233 is that it says that the local authority cannot be more restrictive. This flies in the face of every other zoning law that is out there. Usually, locals can be more restrictive. In this case, CREO's compatible renewable energy ordinances cannot be more restrictive than the simple five standards that the Michigan Public Service Commission has put in to Public Act 233. So 10 pages is what 233 is. Now, if you look at Otsego County's 2021 ordinance covering solar, it's not a compatible renewable energy ordinance like Public Act 233 acquires. That's part of our case. They never adopted a CREO, as they call it. You know the state. They love their acronyms.
Yes,
Otsego County doesn't have a CREO. Their solar ordinance is about 25 pages. So you can imagine it is a bit more restrictive than the five standards that the state has set.
Sure.
So if a local ordinance is more restrictive than the five state standards, the developer can go to the Michigan Public Service Commission to do the end around the locals. That's the second way. Now, the third way is simply that sky-friendly lighting. There is no standard for what they call dark sky-friendly lighting. And this is another peg of our lawsuit. Just like we talked about before, you know, the legislature passes a law. The law has to be complete when it comes out the legislature. The speed limit up north doesn't say a reasonable speed on the freeway. It
right.
says 75 miles an hour. That was passed. That's specific.
Yep.
Dark sky-friendly lighting has no specificity to it, right? When you're talking about light, lumens is a thing. Why they never put any sort of lumen requirement in the dark sky-friendly lighting portion of it? This is another. This is where the Iron Pig lawsuit comes into play with all the language that is so meandering. The private citizens don't know what it means. The Planning Commission clearly doesn't know what it means. And the developer doesn't know what it means either. So you put all these things together, and the Michigan Public Service Commission at the end of the day has all of this power to cite these things. And the reason is because the state didn't want to be the bad guy having to put in 2 million acres worth of solar farms in this state. So they put it on the locals. They gave them a year. They passed this law in 2023, but it didn't take effect till 2024.
Right.
The state thought the local municipalities would approve all of these solar applications. Well, they're just not. Now comes Act 233 with five simple standards saying you are going to pass these applications and you'll get money for doing it, but if you don't, you're screwed, and the Michigan Public Service Commission is going to cite that development for you.
So you lose the money, and they turn around and approve it at the state level anyway, so you're basically stuck with these projects, but you get no compensation.
Exactly. And we have zoning. There's zoning for bars, restaurants, golf courses, subdivisions, marijuana places, right? Detention facilities.
Sure.
All
yep.
of these things have zoning laws. Then you come into Act 233, and there are five standards. That's it. I can read them to you. Height, no larger than 25 feet. Setbacks of 330 feet. Fencing, follow the national code. Sound, 55 hourly decibel national standard. Five, sky-friendly lighting. The other thing is, and I forgot to mention this, they have 120 days to approve. Our local planning commission or any municipality that has an application for an industrial solar or wind or even battery plant, the locals have 120 days to approve that, or they can do the end around to the Michigan Public Service Commission. So that's insane. It took me longer than 120 days for me to get my liquor license, Randy. So imagine there's a new law that says everybody that applies for a liquor license must get one in 120 days.
Sure.
That's bonkers. These folks, solar and wind and battery developers, are the only ones that get a free pass right to the bank.
right to the bank and right to the state Michigan Public Service Commission's approval. Screw the locals. We're going to do this at the state level. I'm talking to a couple of legislators that I think I need to hook up with you to get you to talk with them, because they want to put this governor, and they want to put the Democrat-controlled majority in the Senate by one seat. Because, as you know, the 35th State Senate mm-hmm. District is not represented right now. They want to challenge this and force the governor to come out and veto it if they can get it passed in the Senate. If they can't even get it passed in the Senate, it dies anyway, but they want to make a point about it. And so I'm going to talk with you after the show about that. One thing I think, what this really boils down to, Ian, is leave us alone. We want to do this stuff yes. at the local level. We want to do it with common sense. We want to do it with the private sector. We just hate government being involved in every aspect of our lives. And it seems like every single aspect, they got their hands on us. And it's like, enough yes. is enough. This is the basis for your lawsuit.
Yeah, and I can put it in even more simpler terms than that, Randy. Nothing ever good has been centralized. And that's what they're trying to do, is they're trying to centralize the application and control process to, in order to get 100% renewable energy by 2040, which is a joke. That's a total joke. But anything that is centralized, decentralize it all. And that's how it was. And they knew, the Michigan Public Service Commission, unelected bureaucrats knew that local municipalities were not, by and large, were not going to approve 2 million acres of industrial solar plants in this state. They just weren't going to do it. So they wrote Act 233. And this is my problem, Randy, and I get pissed about it all the time. Sure. Because legislature, their job is to write a law. And that law needs to be complete before the governor goes and signs it. And here we have another example. This has been happening for a while. I'm not just talking about the last the last Congress or whatever. This right. has been happening for a while. The health law that they used to shut the state down was from 1972, I think. So it's been happening for a while, but we need to tell these lawmakers, be specific. A law must be complete when it leaves your chambers and the governor goes to sign. It's that simple.
That simple. Amen. Well, yesterday, April 21st, marked 2 months till June 21st, Risk It Fest 2025, Gaylord, Michigan. I love this idea you were working on. Real quick, give us about a minute on Risk It Fest 2025.
Yeah, so anybody that's a Pink Floyd fan, we got Scott Page, a saxophonist from Pink Floyd, is going to be here June 21st. Comedian Dave Landau, he's on Gutfeld's show on Fox News right now. He will be here. He's coming to play golf with us Friday, the day before, so we've got a golf outing. But Saturday, June 21st, we've got all kinds of stuff going on. We're going to actually have a little prepper's fair there as well. There is so much going to be happening that day. We've got our new backyard will be completed. Hopefully the rest of our renovations, our landscaping will be completed. But a whole day festival of entertainment, comedy, bring the family. It is a family-friendly show. Tickets are on sale right now at riskitfest.com. So you can get tickets, general admission tickets, VIP parking. We also have tickets for the golf outing on sale as well. Riskitfest.com. Save the date. Camping should be available soon.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Appreciate you, man. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Exodus, Faith, Fitness,